Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Games, changes, and fear.
Oh, you're doing the voice.
When will it go from here? When will it stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. And we should be together, babe. But we're not. Boo, 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 boo. I play it off, but I dream of you. And I keep my cool, but I'm fiending.
Oh, God.
Try to say goodbye in that joke. Try to walk away and ask, I'm out. Then we'll try to hide it. It's clear. My world crumbles when you are not here. Goodbye in that joke. I try to walk away and I stomp on the watana.
Right, shh, relax. You've gone really red.
I'm just trying to do the voice.
Well, you look like you're about to collapse.
My throat's...
Are you okay?
I'm alright.
Take a sip of water.
Right. Okay.
It's an odd chorus, that, isn't it? I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to do when you're saying... I mean, I...
She's eating at the same time.
I just think she's just... Is she choking on tears or she just...
No, curly fries.
And also, then I try
she's
to...
trying to multitask.
I try to walk away.
Yeah.
And I stumble.
Yeah, she's not a multitasker.
This is why he doesn't want to go out with you. It's because when you try and talk, you choke.
Yeah.
Chew your food, swallow it, and then say what you have to say. And when you walk away, you stumble.
Vertigo.
It's like that Christina Aguilera song.
Every day is so wonderful.
Yeah.
And then suddenly...
It's hard to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that image that someone's walking down the street. Every day is so wonderful.
Yeah.
And then they just stop in their tracks. And suddenly... It's hard to breathe.
Well, you know what that is?
What?
Asthma.
Hay fever.
Hay fever season.
Maybe a lobster allergy.
Every day is so wonderful.
Shellfish allergy.
Yeah, maybe
Your trachea's closing up.
Maybe she...
You need to go to the shop and get some Benadryl.
She botched a clam.
Yeah, I would recommend the liquid form, not the pill form.
Yeah, she
If your esophagus is swelling... It might be better to get a liquid than a pill. Be easy to swallow. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Excitable...
Right.
Hello. And welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 17th of May. Welcome to the show. How are you guys doing? How was your week? I wanted to ask you a few questions, Tim, this week.
Me?
Yeah. This is a musical myths themed show.
Great.
So I thought we'd go through some of the most famous musical myths...
Mm-hmm.
That have ever walked the tightrope of the pop music stratosphere.
Right.
And you could tell me if they are true or if they are bullshit.
Okay.
You ready?
It's useful because I know nothing about this. So.
Here you go. Okay, so...
I'll give it a go.
Let's start with... In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Do you know that song?
Yeah. That's my Maisie Gray.
Sorry, do you want to get into Phil?
It's kind of close to Maisie Gray in my mind.
Well, if you talk... Hang on a minute. That's pretty good. I watched a documentary about Phil Collins.
Oh, and, no.
It was the guys from Genesis, and then he went solo.
Yeah.
And the interviewer went, were you happy for Phil when he started having his solo success? Because he sold like 120 million albums. Because bear in mind, this was back in the day when it was like the transition from vinyl to CD. So a lot of people bought albums twice.
Right.
As well.
Wow.
And people just bought music. They just bought records.
Yeah, double bubble.
And they asked one of the guys from Genesis, I think the guy who started Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, really?
I can't remember what his name was. And they went...
Mike?
It might have been Mike.
Was he a mechanic or was he
Mike?
Was Mike?
I don't actually think his name was Mike. And you know what? I don't think that anyone in that fucking band could fix a car.
I don't think any of them were mechanics.
I wonder if they were ever on tour and the van broke down and the AA guy came and was like, come on, lads.
Yeah.
Namesake.
Trays Descriptions Act will be after them, isn't it?
So the guy asks, the interviewer asks the guy from Genesis, were you happy when Phil started having solo success? And he goes, yeah, I mean, he was our best friend and we wanted him to do well. And he pauses and goes, just not that well. He goes, he was on the front page of everything for 13 years. It was just like, I wonder at what point he went, all right, that's enough,
come on,
because he won like loads and loads of Grammys.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen nowadays. You wouldn't get like a late 30s 40s balding white guy. It wouldn't happen.
No, not at all.
It would never happen now. Yeah. In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah,
apparently he was walking over a bridge one night and he saw a guy being drowned,
right,
and he didn't do anything to help. And then he found the guy that drowned the guy and invited him to the concert and sang the song at him. He's like, here's my new song.
Hang on, run that past me again.
Right?
He saw a guy who's walking across a bridge in Paris.
Listen, he's been out, wanted some ramen, right? It was before the days of delivery.
Okay.
Phil Collins is at home, he's watching something, he's watching Friends. Right?
Right.
Season 7, he thinks, oh, I've seen this one a million times. I get it. I get it. Are Ross and Rachel going to get together?
Okay.
Ooh, Joey said something stupid. Ooh, Phoebe's a bit of a hippie and Monica likes things clean.
Yeah.
And he thinks, I've seen this one. I get it. They're starting to trade off the personalities that they've built for the characters now rather than writing stories. I want a bowl of ramen. So Phil Collins trots off down the street, has a bowl of ramen, pays a bill, leaves a generous tip. Why not? He's Phil Collins. Right? He's worth quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
Walks back over the bridge because he has to cross a bridge because he lives in a magical fairy kingdom.
Okay.
Right? And sees a man
stricken
on the shore, drowning a guy.
Right, so there's a guy getting drowned by another guy. Drowned. Like by a
gangster.
And
Phil Collins goes, oi, stop. Oi, I'm oi,
Phil,
mate. I'm Phil Collins.
Stop it.
So he goes down and beat him up with his big drummer arms.
Right.
Do, 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 do.
So he ran down there, did he?
Well, apparently.
Right.
Guy's gone.
According to him.
Guy's gone. And then, for some reason, the guy's in the audience at his gig, whether Phil found him or sees him in the audience, and he goes, I've written this song for you, mate, and then he sings it at him.
Right.
And that's apparently what's in the air tonight. So that's what it's about.
Right, so he sings a song at the survivor of an attack.
Well, if you told me...
Is that a yes or a no? I'm actually genuinely asking. He was singing a song at the survivor of the attack.
Yeah, and he apparently...
Not the gangster.
Yeah. No, the guy drowned.
Yeah, he chased the gangster off.
Yeah, and the guy drowned, and then he sang it to the guy that did the murder. What done the murder?
He sang it to the murderer?
To the murderer. Rather than going, hang on a minute, guys, I need to stop this concert. One sec, I think there's a murderer in the front row. He went, I think I'm going to sing him. He serenaded.
Oh, great, savage.
He serenaded. So not only did the guy get away with murder, the guy then went, I really love Phil Collins, I'm going to buy tickets for his concert. And then Phil Collins serenaded him with a song that he'd written about him, about the murderer.
So he sang a song at a murderer at his concert.
Yeah.
And he witnessed this murder.
Yeah.
And he subsequently gave an interview to the effect of, guess what? I quite savagely aimed my rendition at a murderer, but didn't call the police.
Mm-hmm.
A murder that I witnessed.
Yes. A murder what I witnessed.
So why isn't Phil Collins in jail?
Because it's a myth. It's a musical myth.
Oh, God. You see, I totally bought all of it.
See? Do, 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 do. Remember that one? The one that's a little bit... You can really get away with it now. She's an easy lover.
Yeah, you can't get away with that.
She'll have sex with you quite easily. She's like no other. Because she's really easy to get in bed. And then that guy goes, she's the kind of guy you dream of. That guy from Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yeah.
Dream of keeping whole heart. Better forget it.
Boom, boom, boom. What's the next bit?
Regret it. Okay, so what are you calling? Do you think that happened or not?
What, you told me it didn't.
Okay, next one. I'm getting the hang of this game too.
Right, okay, fine.
Next one, musical myths.
Right.
Robert Johnson, do you know who he is? Famous blues guitarist, kind of inventor, one of the early inventors of the blues.
Okay, I now know that.
You know this guy?
Hang on. Wow.
Isn't that groove? Mmm.
It's good.
So anyway...
it's really good.
So this song called Crossroad by Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Robert Johnson perpetuated a myth that he went to the crossroads and sold his soul to the devil.
Ah.
In exchange for his youth.
Right.
He gave up. He was given the talents of a brilliant guitarist and blues player. He basically kind of invented the blues. He's one of those early guys, right, with Lead Belly and all those people, right? And he said to the devil, he went, someone went, Robert, you know the devil's just down the road at the crossroads and he's taking requests.
Yeah. Devil's just hanging out.
So Robert Johnson, who was too fucking lazy to learn the guitar, right? Went down to the crossroads.
Devil-y-o.
He went, you, Devilmeister. Damien.
Yeah, Damien.
D-Dog, what's up?
I was wondering, triple six.
I heard six to the devil is you. Yeah. I heard that you was taking wishes today. And the devil went, yeah. He goes, I want to be really good at guitar. And the devil went, all right, but you're going to die young in a horrible way. And he went, right. I'll take it. So the devil gave him the ability to play guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 28, he was poisoned. And I think maybe by a jealous husband.
Oh, because
which
he
sounds
was...
like that bit also sounds made up as well.
Right.
Like, ooh, jealous husband. So not only was he great at guitar, he was getting laid.
Okay.
As well. See, now, if I was black at that point in time and went to get a wish from the devil, beyond being able to play four chords well, I'd probably ask to be white.
Right, yeah.
You see?
There's lots of things you could ask for.
I would say, all right, devil, how about instead of walking around every day in risk of being lynched by this terrible, terrible racist world, how about you grant my wish of letting me live white and I can live freely?
Yeah. Oh, and could I also have a house, nice two up, two down? Doesn't have to be too extravagant, just a nice house.
And the devil goes...
With a garden.
The devil goes, and one of those rackets that you hit the tennis ball and goes round on the spiral thing.
Yeah, the racquetball.
Yeah, and the devil goes, I'll tell you what, Robert, I could make you white, right? However... How do you fancy being able to play the guitar? He went, I'll take it.
I'll take that. If that's the only thing on the table.
Thanks a lot. Well, this isn't really... You know what, devil? This isn't really... You're not granting wishes. You're just giving people musical skills.
Yeah.
Because devil went, yeah, I just gave Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Just gave him a great idea for a song.
Yes, yes.
What do you think? What are you calling? Yes or no?
Well, no, I'm drawing a correlation between the fact that he probably got killed by a jealous... By banging somebody's wife, right? So... The devil thing is clearly some shit he made up in a bar to get laid anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of the early stages of marketing. He just kind of knew how to spread bullshit, which made him sound really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And so it's a complete fucking lie. He didn't either that or he's on for some very strong hallucinogenic at a crossroads.
All right, speaking of that, next one, hallucinogenics. Right. Apparently Jimi Hendrix would laden...
Right.
He'd put... I don't know how to make it sound clever. He'd put acid in his headband so that when he'd go on stage, he'd sweat, acid would absorb into his forehead, and he'd come up on stage.
I believe that.
Okay.
I believe... But I don't know how you'd go about soaking your hairband in acid.
Yeah, an acid tab's pretty small.
But what, he'd tuck the acid tab underneath...
Well, an acid tab is tiny.
Yeah, I know it's tiny, but what's going to... It might fall out.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need to affix it.
Yeah. With some sweat. You might as well just lick it. I mean, what are you doing, Jimmy? That's like a James Bond villain death, you know? Yeah. When you're like, I'm going to put him in a shark of tanks with laser beams. Oh, it's just like, just shoot him in the head. Jimi Hendrix doing that sounds a little bit like, just eat the tab, Jimmy.
No, because then he's going to come up really hard on stage and he's going to lose the power to sing. So what he probably wanted was just to have it bleed in throughout the entire performance.
I was talking to a guitarist...
I think.
A couple of years ago, who played at Woodstock, the Woodstock 97.
Right.
So like 30 years they did like a reunion show.
And that was it. They didn't do it again.
They did Woodstock 99, but it was awful. It was like awful. Loads of people got... It was pretty fucking violent and
money,
his corporate sponsorship, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the Woodstock 97, a guy I know who was in a band that played it, he took acid before he went on stage. And I went, how was it? And he was really Scottish, this guy. I don't want to say the name of the band. But, I mean, if you look up Scottish bands that played Woodstock in 1997, you'll probably find out pretty quickly.
You probably nail it.
And he went, it was great. I came on, got a lot of acid. I came on, played great. And I goes, was there no effect of the acid? He went, well, at one point in the show, I thought the neck of my guitar was a snake trying to eat my face. But other than that, I played fine. Jimi Hendrix, someone told me at school that he drilled a hole in the base of his guitar. So you know all those pictures of Jimi Hendrix where he's like super into the music with his eyes closed?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently he would have intercourse with his guitar on stage. And they said, I was like, wouldn't people see it? And then my mate went, no, that's why he had the long bandana, because it covered up him shagging his guitar on stage. And I just believed it.
Yeah,
I just went, okay, well, that sounds true.
Amazing horseshit.
And then it came up at college years later.
Oh, dear God.
And they started talking about how Jimi Hendrix would take acid and put it in his bandana. And I went, yeah, and he'd fuck his guitar on stage, guys. Am I right?
Yeah. No, you're not right.
Am I right?
But tell us how you arrived at that conclusion.
Is that not right? He didn't do that?
No.
So what do you think? Acid, yes or no?
That's plausible, yeah.
Okay. Marilyn Manson had a rib removed so that he could blow himself. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Marilyn Manson had a rib removed so that he could blow himself. Sorry, it's just funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that is bullshit. Of course it's bullshit.
Well, he said it in an interview.
Oh, it's funny, yeah, whatever.
Marilyn Manson's a marketing genius.
He just ran out of things to say. Do you know what I mean? Like, Middle America, particularly like the evangelical Christian America, gave him such a gift. Like, they were totally and utterly obsessed
outraged,
with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that his profile went so high.
Well, the thing I don't get about it, is just the surgical procedure. Like, how do you go to your GP?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get about it. I don't think it's impossible to have a rib removed. I'm sure people have had ribs removed in the past, right? Yeah. But how do you just sit down at the GP? Doctor comes in. Hey, man, well, you're not the regular guy. No, Dr. Bradbury's he's on sabbatical, but I'm here. Well, yeah. Anything I can help?
Could
with?
You shut the door, please?
Yeah.
Shut the door. I just feel better if you just shut the door first.
So, what seems to be the problem?
I'm gonna cut the shit. I want to suck my dick.
Right. I mean, you could do Pilates or yoga.
I want to suck my dick.
You could do.
I want to suck my dick.
What you learn?
I want to suck my dick. There's a rib. I've done the reading, doctor. You just have to sign this bit of paper.
Next one. Rod Stewart.
Oh, Rod.
In the 70s,
oh,
right?
Rod, yes.
A rumour comes out in the national press that says he went to hospital and had to have his stomach pumped. And when they pumped it, it was full of semen because he'd been servicing sailors down at the docks.
What paper was that in?
The papers.
Yeah, the papers.
Yeah.
What kind of...
Well, let me give you another bit of the story and you can tell me if it's true. Yes, I'll give you another bit.
I don't think any paper could print that in the
70s. I'll give you another bit.
Okay.
He had fired his press agent 2 days before.
Oh, yes. Absolutely true then.
See, now what I love about this story is how the press agent went, I'm going to get even for losing one of my biggest clients here.
Yeah.
And then the story he made up was genius.
Yeah.
Just just purely in the sense of creative writing.
Yeah.
He went, oh, what should I say here that's going to... What should I say? Should I say that he hit someone in a bar? Nah.
Yeah.
Should I say that he mimes on his records? He can't really sing? Nah. How about gullet full of sailor jizz?
Yeah.
Great. I'll do that. Servicing as well. Yeah. I love that word.
Screw the logistics. Yeah, he's just swallowed a prodigious amount of cum that's made him go to the hospital.
Judas Priest.
Right.
So they had to go to court because a kid tried to shoot himself in the face and survived.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to court and the mum and the son were suing, saying there were hidden
messages
in the Judas Priest record when you play it backwards. And it was like, get the gun, kill, kill, get the gun, kill, kill.
Yeah.
And do you know how they settled the case? Or how they like resolved the case?
I think...
Because it was looking for a while like he might...
What did the lawyer? The lawyer play just another random record?
No, Rob Halford went record shopping,
right?
And then he just randomly was like, "Okay, I just bought these records at random. It's on YouTube; you can watch it."
Yeah.
And he goes, "And now I just play this backwards, and it says Lemonade, Lemonade, I Like Chewing Gum,' and it's just like obviously not, but he just goes, 'You can make yourself hear anything.'"
Mm-hmm.
And there's some amazing video footage of the whole court just going, "Oh yeah, this case is bullshit. Oh yeah, oops, how do we get caught up in this? Oops,
case
closed. Hammer on the." A bit of wood. What's that called?
It's gavel.
Jay-Z's in the Illuminati.
No. What is the Illuminati?
The Illuminati is a clubhouse in Minnesota where people get together to discuss used car parts.
And Rod Stewart goes...
And they're all rich.
Rod Stewart's there downing
triangle. They have a triangle shape.
Right.
And that means that you're in it and there's a handshake. Because in this day and age, it's got to be something as primitive as a handshake.
Right.
And then when you're in the club... You get in the bunker when the bombs drop.
Is it like the stonemasons then?
Yes.
So Illuminati, and every now and again they like sacrifice a pigeon or whatever.
Yeah.
And they dance around in
pagan
robes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they bang each other.
Yeah.
In a massive,
I mean, I'll be honest with you, it sounds like a fun weekend.
On a massive lily pad.
I don't think Jay-Z's in the Illuminati, because I think if he was, Tidal would have been successful.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
His streaming service.
His streaming service. So what's the criteria?
The criteria is that it's not Spotify. And then when it launched, you got all the big musicians in a room.
Right.
And they all went, yeah, we're taking the power back. All these fucking millionaires.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't been getting paid for 5 years. We want more money.
We're taking our margins back.
Right. Yeah. And then it just flunked because everyone went, shut up. That was literally the whole planet went, oh, shut up. Finally, Schumann, the classical composer.
Right.
Pianist.
Isn't that Schubert?
No, there's Schumann and Schubert.
There's so many shoes.
Schumann stretched, had a device that would stretch his fingers.
Right.
So he could hit better notes. Yeah. And he would sit down every day and stretch it. So he'd go a little bit further every day,
mm-hmm.
so that he could hit more piano notes and play better. Yeah. And it ended up driving him insane.
I believe that.
That's true.
I do believe
that.
That one
is true.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a short... Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy that.
Musical Myths on the Excitable Boy podcast. We're going to take a short break here and we'll see you after these wonderful adverts by these sponsors who pay us a lot of money.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There you go.
Welcome back. Every week you can write into the show, ebp@exciteableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having, write into us. Tell us what they are. Entrust your problems to two amateur men who have no training in advice giving or therapy.
No.
And let us try and set you to rights. Yes. Maybe it's a work-related problem like...
Lovely. You work for a plane company. You build planes for a living. You work with a guy named Kurt. You like Kurt a lot. And one day, Kurt steals an idea from you. He redesigns the airframe of a new Airbus. He's nicked the idea from your laptop. Kurt gets very successful and gets a promotion. And you're very, 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 very upset. Then an Airbus crashes. It crashes.
In the testing, so no one's injured.
Just a pilot died.
No, he didn't die. He parachuted out. It's fine. Everything was fine.
You can't parachute out of a passenger airliner.
Yeah, they have holes in the back of the training ones. Haven't you ever been to an air museum?
I have a suspicion that's bullshit.
The test Concords have holes where you can parachute out of, and it says parachute hole next to them. Carry on.
Kurt goes to court and reveals that the idea came from you and says, here's to blame, here's to blame, here's to blame. You deny it all, but you get put on trial and convicted. So you try to flee the country, but you can't get to the airport. So you go into the hangar where you work and you steal the Airbus in question. It's just a newly completed Airbus. You get in the Airbus and you swing it out of the hangar. And you gun it up to 300 kilometers per hour. And it goes, chugga, 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 along the, you know, whatever, the runway, chugga, 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 chugga. You're airborne, 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 airborne. You're not, you're plummeting to earth, you're dead.
What has he written?
But you survive.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
Okay. You go out with a girl called Jennifer. And her dad is really serious and very, very aggressive with you. You go playing golf one day, golf one day, golf one day, and he wears his golf outfit and he goes, do you like my golf outfit? It's really good. And you lie and you say, it's really good, it's really good. You get a little golf buggy and you're driving around, he's got that little cap on and he's got that little tweed stuff and it's all kind of, you see, the whole nine yards, and he's obviously very happy with his get up. He's like, I'll get you one of these if you want to wear them with me.
I feel like the real me can come out and flourish when I'm on the golf course. It's fine. I feel comfortable in these clothes.
Yeah. And so he buys you an outfit and you go back to the hotel and say, we'll play again tomorrow. And you get up in the morning and he goes, wear the clothes I bought you. Wear them. Wear them. And so you wear them and you eventually end up confronting him and saying, look, it's not my kind of thing, and in fact you look faintly ridiculous, and he gets very upset with you and advises Jennifer to dump you, but she won't, and it becomes a huge schism in the family and you barely see each other. You haven't seen each other for 10 Christmases. 10. Right into the show.
Okay. Or maybe it's a sexual problem, like
you like putting Haribo in your asshole.
Oh god, are they fizzy Tang fizzies? Tang fastics.
They could be Tang fastics.
Yeah, that's not good. Dear EBP, please give me help with my friend's friend. I think this one's not from someone whose English is their first language.
Right.
So good on you for being amazing at second language. Mm. Dear EBP, please give me some help with my friend's friend. A few weeks ago, I went out with an old friend who had a friend with him. I've since discovered his friend lives in my building. When we see each other at the entrance, we said, yes, let's get a drink sometime. And now that was a month ago. I've seen him 3 or 4 times since, and each time he says, yes, let's get a drink soon. I obviously don't want to. He's my friend's friend. And this sounds like they're trying to bamboozle me.
Right.
And it's working. Are you right. following?
Well, a friend's friend is asking, it's like an acquaintance then, is asking to go for a drink.
And they live in the same building.
Right.
When
right.
we saw each other at the entrance, we said, yes, let's get a drink. And now that was a month ago. I've seen him since 3 or 4 times, and each time he says, let's get a drink soon. And I obviously don't want to. He's my friend's friend and not that interesting.
Right.
I don't think he has the interest of me to dating. But I don't have time for more friends now and work crazy. I'm sure you can both see the problem is if I say no, I'll have to keep seeing him. And if I say yes, I'll have to become his friend. What do I do? See you in Slovenia.
Right.
I am going to Slovenia.
Right, okay. That's not a kind of thing that someone says.
No, we have a gig there.
Right.
Well, I'll see you there.
It's not see you in hell. Sorry,
bring him.
Bring
him to the gig.
Yeah.
Bring him to the Slovenian gig.
Yeah, but
throw him in the Offspring's mosh pit.
But is it just something that's the thing that people just say to be polite? Let's get a drink soon. No one wants to get a drink soon.
My
social life is a one in one out now.
Exactly.
It's yeah. a club. It's a packed
club. It's like
club,
nightclub standards.
One in, one out.
One in, one out, and I need to see some ID.
Yeah, we're going to frisk you.
Yeah, get to the back of the queue.
Yeah.
You just got to keep lying, haven't you?
You just nod.
Oh my God, downgrade.
To the nod.
Downgrade to the nod.
Just go, yep, yep.
So first of all, you're like, all right. Next time you see them, you go, hey, how's it going? But you keep walking.
Yeah.
And then a few weeks after that, you go, hey, morning.
Right.
And then or for your own amusement, you could say boing, like a bouncy ball. Boing. No one ever notices.
Right, okay.
Listen. Boing.
Sounds like morning. Yeah.
I say that all the time.
Do you say boing all
just
the time?
Just to amuse myself. And then from there, boing, then you just downgrade to just that. A little smile and a sniff.
Yeah, sniff.
Go higher. Right. And then eventually just keep phasing out. Keep phasing, till it's just a nod.
Yeah, there's so many ins and
outs. Move
out
of the building. Fake your death. Insurance fraud. Find a dead body. Find a dead body.
Right.
Right? Get a dentist to make exact replicas of your dental files in the dead body. Burn the flat down. They find the body.
And they
check the dental files.
Right.
And they go, oh, it's you. They write you off as deceased.
Yeah.
You're living your life in Malibu with Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, also you get to evade tax. So you get to do both.
There you go.
You get to sever all ties to evade tax.
Do that. If you don't want to go for a drink with them, the only logical thing to do is fake your own death.
The dream.
Right? Next letter.
Next letter.
Last letter of the show. Dear EBP, what's a good romantic meal to cook for a third date with a girl? She's come over to watch Netflix and I want to
bang.
I want to make someone, I think he means something, and I want to make something to seal the deal if you catch my drift. Firstly, yes, we catch your drift.
We got it.
Right? Yeah. Secondly, seal the deal. Hey, BB, what's a good romantic meal to cook for a third date with my girl? She's coming over to watch Netflix and I want to make something to seal the deal if you catch my drift. Oh! It's Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah. over to you. You're good,
yes,
cook.
Yes, but I would, firstly, you seem to have mistaken us with jamieoliver.com.
Right. But you're a good cook.
Yes.
You know, you've
well,
cooked...
Well, I'm giving you a
cooked,
recipe.
You cook for me.
Okay, fine. Here's what you do.
You do a thing.
Right?
Let me just tell him
half
this one thing.
Half a knob of butter.
Hang on.
Some glass noodles. Gently simmer the glass noodles.
All right.
Right. When I don't... I'm just making up a recipe. One cup of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Some tamarind.
Right.
Some flax seeds. Are you writing this down? 18 salmon fillets.
What?
An elephant's trunk.
Right.
Your hopes and dreams from when you're 11 years old. But yeah. you're gonna want to pre-freeze those.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want them coming out too warm.
It gets messy.
They'll go off.
Yeah.
800 bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And a dead cat.
Right. And just mix it all together.
Mix that all together in a blender.
Right.
Right? And when she comes over, she'll be so...
Get takeout.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just Mrs. Doubtfire it. I always think that was a genius move that Mrs.
So
Doubtfire
you get takeout and put it on a plate and pretend you cooked it.
Pretend you cooked it.
Right.
Dinner is served. You know, everything you need to fail.
What kind of food? Nothing too heavy, because if you're going to have sex...
Are you actually helping this guy?
Yes, of course.
What are you doing?
You don't want food that's too heavy. You want a light, it's kind of maybe a light pasta dish, like a vongole or something like that with some seafood. That's what you want. A bit of that, and then maybe a nice...
Maybe you want a little bit of effangoli with a little bit of
maybe a nice kind of light white wine, you know?
Lighting's very important.
Lighting's important.
Yeah.
And just don't overeat, and then, you know...
Fall asleep.
And then just go...
Do you know what, mate?
Do you want to watch, you know, have you watched Better Call Saul, and then you try to jump her?
No, be a gentleman, cook her dinner, and then send her home. And go, look, I think we have something really special here that could last, and I just think we should go slow.
Right.
I'm not at a point in my life where I just want to jump into bed as much as I would love to. I think you're angelic in both personality, which is all I really want.
Yeah.
And it's an added bonus that you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Did you enjoy the dinner? Good. I'm going to call you a cab. I'll get it. I'll pay for it. Where do you live? Zone 6. Oh.
Well, we can split the Uber.
Oh, yeah, we'll split the Uber.
I can do
we'll
that. Do can a, you do that on the app?
Yeah, have you got the app? Okay, I'll tell you what.
Download the app.
I'll get my Wi-Fi password.
Okay, download.
Okay, it's BT Home. Not that one.
Uppercase, lowercase. Which
it's all lowercase.
It's all lowercase.
DC
85 41 J. 41 J.
And it's which one is it? It's that one there.
Okay.
Virgin.
It's just
Virgin.
Okay. It's just
connecting. Just wait for it.
Just connect.
Oh, wrong password. All right, fuck it. All right. All right. Let me type it. Give me your phone. Just give me your phone.
Okay.
Okay, all right, that's fine, that's enter. So you download the Uber app, and then you add me to your address book, and then have you said my number yet?
Yeah.
Okay, you save my number, add me to your address book. When you order the Uber, you go to settings, payment, and then fare split.
Yeah.
Add me, and then while...
It's arriving now. Do it in the cab.
Do it in the cab. You are going to do it, right?
You ring a...
Because I did buy all the ingredients.
I bought the ingredients.
For dinner. And I got an Netflix subscription as well.
Yeah.
And I've got to be honest with you, there's not much on there. Oh, great. Another comedian has a stand-up special. Well done, Netflix.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine.
So but it's a Prius is coming right in 5 minutes.
He's here now.
He's here.
4-2. There he is. Yep.
There she is.
But make sure you add me to Fair Split. And I had a great night. That was very romantic. And I'd love to kiss you, but I want to go slow.
Right. We just get one text an hour later. You blew it.
That's it for another week of the Excitable Boy podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please go on the podcast app. The little purple app. Do it now. We'll talk you through it. Purple app, podcast. Click on it. Bottom right-hand corner, search. Excitable Boy. It should come up. Click on that. Reviews. It's quite long-winded. Leave a review.
This is boring.
Or tell your friends about it.
Mm.
Or write into the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk. We missed out on .com. Ask us any questions, and we'll see you next week. Join us next week for more nothing. Thank you so much for listening. Here's some music.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excitable boy, excitable boy, excitable boy, oh yeah!